Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Before we announce our topic, let me share a short story with you. When Queen Victoria was a child, she didn't know that she was in line for the throne of England. Her instructors, trying to prepare her for the future, were frustrated because they couldn't motivate her. She just didn't take her studies seriously. Finally, her teachers decided to tell her that one day she would become the Queen of England. Upon hearing this, Victoria quietly said, "Then I will be good." The realization that she had inherited this high calling gave her a sense of responsibility that profoundly affected her conduct from then on. Our topic today is, can God trust you? We all get pumped up when we move into that bigger house, we get the promotion, we meet the right person. It's not hard to feel God's wind behind your sails under those circumstances. But what we don't always realize is that with every blessing comes a burden. It's a blessing to move into that house, but it's a burden to have more to clean and more property taxes to pay. It's a blessing to have that baby, but it's a burden to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and change the diapers. It's a blessing to marry that beautiful girl, but it's a burden to buy her nice things and to never have any money. My point is that a lot of us pray for the blessings, but we're not willing to shoulder the burdens. That's not reality. The blessings and the burden come as a package. You'll never, ever get to a place which is burden-free. No funds to raise, no maintenance to do, no relationships to support, no critics trying to bring you down, no more mountains to climb. If you're spending your life always trying to get past your burdens to some sweet by and by, you'll never enjoy your life. Here's the key. Krishna would not have given you the blessing unless you could take the burden in your stride. When we opened this temple, June 23rd, 2001, it was the culmination of 20 years of planning, dreaming, and fundraising. A beautiful hilltop temple on 15 acres of land. We'd get more noticed. We'd get more talked about. We'd get taken more seriously. It was a much better platform for preaching. We had to handle a lot more visitors, however. We're up to 50,000 tourists per year now. We had to have accommodation for more school field trips. 3,000 students come per annum on the yellow buses, and they stay for a kirtan, some chanting, a PowerPoint, some animal handling, a little yoga, more often than not, lunch. We had to manage a busy gift store. We had to feed the llamas and the peacocks, the cows, keep the vegetarian buffet hot and well-stocked 7 days a week. There's grass to be cut. The veranda has to be pressure washed twice a week. There are 24 big windows that have to be washed regularly. The floors need to be mopped. We sponsored to come from India, pujaris, to do the worship, and they had to be housed and given an allowance. A lot more income needed, more bookkeeping. You get the idea. On and on and on and on. With the blessing comes the burden. My encouragement today is try not to slide out of the burden. Embrace it as part and parcel of the blessing. Krishna gave you the blessing and hand chose you to carry the burden. That means you're special. He's watching your every move. You're not alone. Don't make the mistake of thinking, well, Charu, once the baby gets out of diapers, then I'll be happy again. No, that child is a gift from God. There are plenty of people that would give anything to change the diapers of their very own child. Don't focus on the burden and miss the blessing. Well, when these people stop talking about me at work, then I'll be happy. The reason that they're talking about you is that you're making a difference. Krishna has blessed you with influence. And with that blessing, the opposition is part of the package. Don't be frustrated by it. You got the promotion you wanted. Krishna gave you that management position, but now you don't like working late some nights. Here's what I've learned. Don't pray for a bigger blessing if you're not prepared to shoulder a bigger burden. The problem is that you're focused on the burden and you've lost gratitude for the blessing. Remember the miracle that blessing was when it came to pass. How it came to you and not to another. How you were chosen for that responsibility. Now show Krishna they didn't make a mistake. Discharge your higher duties with thanksgiving, with a smile on your face and a good attitude. Recognize that with the higher performance, you're going to have a higher platform of influence. People are going to listen to you more than they did before. Just a week or so ago, Muhammad Ali passed away, June 3rd, 2016. Some people say he was the greatest athlete of all time. He suffered from Parkinson's disease for 34 years, probably brought on by all the blows that he took. But when he was asked whether he wished he'd taken up a less violent sport and therein maybe not got Parkinson's disease, he immediately said, "No way. People would never have listened to me. I've never have been able to make such a difference had God not blessed me in the boxing ring." At one point it was said that Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali could go to any house in any country of the world, knock on the door, and people would immediately recognize him. Parkinson's was the burden, but the influence to be known and to do good and to be loved all over the world was the blessing. And the great Muhammad Ali said, "I would not have changed a thing." Every morning in all of our 500 Krishna temples, we say these words. The spiritual master, a guru, is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy. Just as a cloud pours water on the forest fire to extinguish it, so the spiritual master extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Just like the cloud becomes heavy and burdened with water, the spiritual master or guru is heavy. In fact, guru means heavy. He's burdened with transcendental knowledge. He blesses the world by shouldering the burden of preaching to the conditioned souls. When you think about this analogy, what's holding the water? It's air. Air is carrying the water. Now, air is a lighter element than water. According to the physical law of gravity, it should not be possible for air to support water because air is a higher, more subtle element. So the air might be thinking, "Why do I have to do this? What has it got to do with me? Why can't the water work it out for itself?" And because the earth is getting the benefit of all these rain clouds, why can't the earth do something about this? Why does it have to be my burden? But because that burden is thrust upon the air is responsible for the blessing that replenishes and revitalizes and rehydrates the earth during the hot, parched months of July and August. Even though the air might think, "Why do I have to do this? I didn't sign up for this. This contradicts the laws of material nature," the air is shown special favor to relieve the parched condition of the earth and to bring relief to the suffering. Now, Prabhupada, our guru, lived for many years in Vrindavan in India. That is the holiest of holy places where Lord Krishna himself personally appeared 5,000 years ago. Prabhupada was one of the most respected sadhus in the whole place. There was no question of his not being liberated. He was already saved. But his attitude wasn't, "Oh, let me selfishly go back to the spiritual world and leave all the suffering souls burning in samsara, the wheel of birth and death and disease and old age." No, he said like Prahlad Maharaj, "I'll not be satisfied until I take all the souls back home, back to Godhead with me." So at an elderly age of 70 years, with no money and in poor health, he got a free ride on a freighter and came to the United States of America. He was the greatest blessing that myself and tens of thousands of young people had ever encountered. But in order to fulfill his destiny, he had to accept the burden in his old age. So So our message today is, don't get sour or discouraged because you're called upon to do more than the average. Enjoy where you are, knowing that you've been handpicked for that position, to have that child, to be the head of the class, the captain of your team, to be God's representative on earth. Now you may have more demands on your time. Everybody wants to hear what you have to say. You may get less sleep, but that's because they want you in the meetings. You may have much less privacy, but that's because you make people's day when they see you in the street and you stop to shake their hands. Accept the burden as part of the blessing. Think this way, if you didn't have the burden, you probably wouldn't have the blessing. Prabhupada did not have a moment to himself. He was always under scrutiny, always having to be his best 24/7, always having to inspire 5,000 disciples who were 50 years younger than him. There was never a respite, never a break. When you are working on behalf of Krishna, it is said that when your strength comes to its end, Krishna's strength begins. He promises this right there in the Bhagavad Gita, yoga, sema, vahami, aham. What they have, I preserve, and what they lack, I carry. Otherwise, how could a 70 to 82-year-old man, within the 12 years of 1965 to 1977, circle the world 13 times, give 3,000 lectures, engage 5,000 disciples, write 50 books, and found 108 temples? The answer is given right there in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam. Those who are constantly engaged in my devotional service and worship me with great faith, their every word, their every thought, their every step is directly piloted by the Lord within the heart. For such, Krishna says, tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam. I give them the intelligence whereby they can come to me. Now, in spite of all this responsibility, Prabhupada never missed the beauty of each and every moment. He never got so caught up in where he was going that he forgot to enjoy where he was. You look at the pictures of Prabhupada and his smile is oceanic. Life is a journey. After this mountain, there'll be another one. After that mountain, there'll be another one. If we're not careful, we won't enjoy our teens because we're going to be in a hurry to get out of school. We won't enjoy our 20s because we're stressed out trying to find a job, trying to meet the right person. We won't enjoy our 30s. We're pressured to raise these kids, trying to be good parents. We can not enjoy and rush through our 40s trying to get into management, trying to get that promotion, make sure we have some savings. At some point, you have to stop, draw a line in the sand, take a breath and say, this is a day the Lord has made. I'm going to enjoy right where I am now. If I have a few burdens, it's because I have big blessings, because Krishna, God, has been good to me. You could miss the best time of your life because you're focused how to get past the burden so you can enjoy the blessing more. When you start getting frustrated like that, remember that the burden is the real blessing. Krishna is growing you up, maturing you, preparing you, trusting you, molding you, and making you into a better person, a better manager, a better husband, father, better teacher, better leader. If you had everything when you wanted it, the way you wanted it, you would never become the person that you're meant to be. Our question is, right now, are you trying to hurry through a season, focusing on what you don't want, upset, frustrated? There's a blessing in that season. Krishna wouldn't have put you there unless there was something good about it. Perhaps it is that the things which are bothering you are not as bad as you think. You've magnified them, forgotten how they're part of the package that the good things come in. Perhaps you need to shift your perspective from the burden to the blessings, from what you don't have to what you do have, from what's wrong in your life to what's right in your life. Instead of complaining about the boss, about the job, be glad you have a job. Instead of complaining about your spouse, nobody's perfect, be glad that you have somebody in your life to love. If you stay focused on the burdens, stay focused on what you don't like, it's going to sour your life. If you're not showing Krishna that you appreciate what you have, he's not going to trust you with more. A mature person knows how to enjoy the burden as part of the blessing. Don't put your life on hold, waiting for everything to be perfect, and then you'll be happy. Then you'll be your best. The way to pass the test is to be your best right where you are, in the midst of the difficulty, when you're not being treated right, when the medical report wasn't so good. Friends, life is short. The poet called it a brief candle. Make the most of it. Don't miss this day. There'll always be something to potentially distract you and steal your joy. People, traffic, critics, opposition. If you stay focused on your burdens, you won't enjoy your blessings. Reminds me of the golden goose story, which I'm sure you all know. A man had a goose, he fed it on the front, and he got golden eggs from the back. After a while, he thought, I don't want to have to anymore put up with the burden of feeding the front, but I would like to continue getting the golden eggs from the back. So he cut the goose in half. He didn't have to have the burden of feeding the goose anymore, but he didn't get the blessing either. He didn't get the golden eggs from the back. According to our information, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, descended to this earth 5,000 years ago to be a blessing to the earth, to make it safe for pious, righteous people to live peacefully, to become Krishna consciousness, and to use this human form of life as a springboard to go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But in order to accomplish that, there was the burden of impious, tyrannical kings who were oppressing the earth and innocent people at that time. Paritranaya sadhanam was the blessing to make the earth safe, but the burden was vinashya chaduskritam, to annihilate the miscreants. Now we're gardening. We'd all like the blessing in the fall of corn, melons, zucchini, pepper, but in order to get that blessing in the fall, right now we have to take the burden, getting down on our knees, planting, sowing, and weeding. So when Krishna wanted to bring out the pious, righteous people and showcase them, first he had to remove the weeds of the impious kings who were oppressing the earth. And he turned to the one person on the whole planet at that time that he could trust. Anybody know that person's name? Arjuna. Arjuna was favored uniquely and specially by Krishna to save the world. However, that favor was complicated. He had to fight against his own teachers, his own cousin brothers, and his relatives. He was favored, but the favor was controversial. The favor was a complicated situation. He was misunderstood. Krishna had asked him to fight his teachers and his relatives, people he would normally in that culture have been throwing flowers at, not shooting arrows trying to kill them. The point is that you can be favored and have complicated situations. You can be favored and frustrated. Arjuna could have said, whoa, Krishna, time out. When I became your friend, I didn't sign up for this. But Arjuna didn't say that. He was okay with all of it. The criticism, the social censorship, because he knew that with big burdens come big blessings. He stayed in peace. He didn't get upset. He ran his race. Obviously, Arjuna's life would have been a lot easier if the evil-minded Duryodhana had not come against him and his brothers. If Duryodhana had not conspired to cheat them of their kingdom and to kill them and to kidnap their wife, they wouldn't have had to deal with opposition and ridicule and stress. But they would have never reached the zenith of their destiny. Sometimes Krishna will ask us to do things which are difficult. It's easy to try to stay and hold on to the comfort zone and play it safe, but Krishna loves us too much to let us miss our destiny. When the Pandavas, after having been exiled the first time and cheated of the lion's share of their kingdom, went to Indraprastha, they had built for them a wonderful parliament hall. Now Duryodhana came to tour the parliament hall, which had been built by the wizard Maya. When Duryodhana came to a part that looked like land, he fell into it, when in fact it was an illusion, it was water, and all the ladies up in the balcony made fun of Duryodhana and laughed at him. And Bhima also laughed at him. Yudhisthira, the pious-minded, even-minded mediator, he tried to shush them up. Oh, Duryodhana won't take that very well. Don't laugh at him. Don't insult him. He'll be just like a snake that's been stepped on. But the interesting thing was, Krishna showed his approval of Duryodhana being derided in that way, fully knowing that Duryodhana would fuel his enmity against the Pandavas. Here it is said in scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, when Duryodhana left the palace, insulted and in such an angry mood, everybody regretted the incident, and King Yudhisthira also became very sorry. But despite all occurrences, Krishna was silent. He did not say anything against or in favor of the incident. It appeared that Duryodhana had been put into illusion by the supreme will of Lord Krishna. And this was the beginning of the enmity between the two sects of the Kuru dynasty. This appeared to be a part of Krishna's plan in his mission to decrease the burden of the world. What does this mean to us? It means that Krishna wants to take you out of your comfort zone. He wants to take you further than you've ever been before. He wants to empower you, give you influence, put people and resources under you. His question is, I know you can handle the blessings, but can you handle the burden? Will you keep a good attitude, knowing that difficulty is part of the package? The reason that Krishna chose Arjuna above all others was because he knew he could trust him. He knew that Arjuna would carry that burden with a good attitude, without complaining. Krishna also, in this day and age, is looking for people who are willing to be uncomfortable for a season in order to carry out his great purposes. People who don't demand to understand everything God is up to, who are willing to sign the blank contract and let Krishna fill in the details later. We talk a lot about trusting God and believing that he's in control. That's important. But my question today is, can Krishna trust you? Can he count on you to be uncomfortable for a season? Can he count on you to go through things you don't understand? Can he count on you to be steady, even though it's taking longer than you thought? Can he count on you to still have a smile on your face? Still keep faith, still come to the temple, still be good to other people. Ashlisha ve pararatam pinashtu mam. The topmost devotees of the Lord said, Krishna may make me brokenhearted by not being present before me, or he may handle me roughly in his embrace. Still, and this is the key, still he is my worshipful Lord unconditionally. When Krishna considers who he can trust with his great plans for good on earth, he passes over this one, passes over this one, passes over another and another. But when he comes to someone like you, he says, I can trust him. I can trust her. I know what they're made of. They're not weak. They're not complainers. They don't try to figure out everything in advance. I can count on them to bring about my purpose. Well, Taru, why am I having to raise this child as a single parent? It's not what I planned in life. The answer is that Krishna can count on you to be tenacious, to go the extra mile, to have can-do power, to do what others are unwilling to do, to bear the burden as part of the blessing. Now put your head back, hold your shoulders high. If it was easy, anybody could do it. If you were ordinary, you wouldn't be facing an extraordinary challenge. The reason the burden is so big is because you're big. You're a giant killer. You're a history maker. you're destined to leave your mark. When we first arrived in Los Angeles in the 1980s, we were mandated by our governing board commission to do a few temple chariot festivals here and there. We had a truck, we had some exhibits, we had some tents. We did that for a season, but after a while I wanted to expand. So I went to the leader of the temple there in Los Angeles with an idea to parlay those four festivals a year into more than 40 festival weekends a year. I told him how my plan was to go to college campuses with exhibits and music and food, and the colleges were even going to pay for that. We got the nod, everybody was excited, that would be a fantastic thing, true, and sure enough, we went from four festivals a year to 40. We were on the road a lot, we were making lots of money, we had a thick portfolio of glowing recommendations from universities that we'd been to. It was extremely promising back there in 1982. Early on, people supported us. But when we grew, critics came out of the woodwork. We got opposition. Not everybody was for us. It seemed that the more success we had, the more unhappy some people got, the more talk there was. Prabhupada told this story about some Russian soldiers who ended up in Europe during World War I. These Russian soldiers had come from rural areas in Siberia and the steppes of Russia where there was no electricity and no water. So after they'd won the war and they were about to go back to their homes, they ripped the water faucets off of the walls and tore the light fixtures from the ceilings. And when they got home, they stuck the water faucet into a wall and they stuck the light fixture on the ceiling. And then they wondered why they weren't getting light and why they weren't getting water. They wanted the blessing, but they didn't want the burden of the whole infrastructure to support that. When you become noticed, when you have a big program together, people will say, oh yeah, I could have done that easily. I should take over. They have no idea what it took to get to that point. And me, I was thinking, Krishna, this isn't what I signed up for. I was minding my own business, doing a small program. That was a lot easier. Now I had bigger burdens to deal with. I realize this now, and I say this in all humility, just to make the point. Krishna chose me because he knew I would let that roll off my back and keep on keeping on. When you face tough times, things you don't understand, the pressure is strong, people come against you, remember that's not random. Krishna chose you because he knows that you have what it takes. He knows that you're not average. He passed over people with less faith, less strength, less tenacity. He chose you on purpose. He knew that when the going got tough, the tough would get going. He knew that when everything was said and done, that you'd still be standing strong. You wouldn't let the critics talk you out of it. You would have an Arjuna spirit. A spirit that said, I may not understand it, it may not be fair, I may be uncomfortable, but bring it on. Let it happen. I'm well able. Krishna, I not only trust you, but you can trust me. Our attitude should be, Lord, you can trust me to stay faithful when I don't feel like it, to do the right thing when wrong is happening, to sing your praises in the midnight hour, to not compromise even though my life is on the line, to believe even when it seems impossible. Krishna is looking for people not only who trust him, but who he can trust. I've learned that the bigger the burden, the bigger the blessing. People may be making fun, making light of you, but don't worry, your time is coming. The baby is en route. The promise is headed your way. The blessings that are chasing you down will far overshadow anything that you've been through. 30 years after we suffered opposition in Los Angeles about our festival program, we've outlasted the critics, overcome the opposition. We've seen Krishna promote us, establish us, and take us where we never could have ever dreamed. I can tell you firsthand, it's all well worth it. The blessing, the joy, the fulfillment that comes from simply staying faithful, enduring hardships, passing the tests, the rewards are greater than you could ever imagine. It is said, these light afflictions were for a moment, but they worked in me a weight of eternal glory. If Arjuna were here today, he would tell you, it was a heavy burden to carry out Krishna's orders to confront my friends and relatives, but it was well worth it. At the time, I didn't like it. I was uncomfortable. I even said I'd be willing to die rather than to fight. But Krishna ultimately used it to propel me into my destiny. The burdens that you're having to endure, one day you'll look back and say, I wouldn't change a thing. Yes, it was a heavy burden, but it brought me into a heavy blessing. It's easy to handle the blessing part, the taking of the throne part. But Krishna is looking for people who can not only handle the blessing, but also the burden. People who won't give up because they had a bad break, because they came down with an illness, because their business didn't make it. You wouldn't have that opposition if you weren't highly favored. That Duryodhan, that enemy, that critic, would not be trying to stop you if you didn't have royalty in your blood. The enemy would not be working overtime if you weren't about to take the throne. Don't get discouraged by the burden. Keep doing the right thing. The blessing is coming. The promise is coming. The help is coming. The victory is on the way. Here's what I'm saying. I know that Krishna can trust you with the blessing, but you need to make sure that he can trust you with the burden. If you're in it to win it, you're not going to get discouraged because it's taking longer than you thought. You're not going to give up because of critics. You're not going to live frustrated because you've had some tough times. You know you've been armed with strength for every battle. You know that the forces which are for you are greater than those which are against you. Keep the right perspective. You're highly favored. The burden you endure is going to pale in comparison to the blessing which is to be released. You are going to give birth to promises that are going to take you further than you imagined. Krishna is going to propel you to where you could not go on your own. You're going to outlast the opposition, take your throne, and become everything that Krishna has created you to be in this life and in the next life. Go back home, back to God. Thank you very much for your kind attention. And if you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.